you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, for international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We're going to empower you. That's what we like to do here. Oh, thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We are going to be talking about some bold projections in the medical field. Medicine is changing rapidly, so we're going to keep you up to date. Also, we're going to talk about how you can deal better with tension and stress with the holiday season coming up. And we'll see how much time we have after that, and we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, first, the devotion to the Lord. He comes first, and today's devotional puts us in Psalms 5, verse 12, where the Lord tells us, for you, the Lord is going to bless the righteous with favor. Will he compass them as with a shield? Yeah, put your hedges, your warring angels, your encampment about the godly. Please, Father, we would love that. I'll take it. And I hope your mind and time, and because it's growing short. So seek the Lord's face, mind and time, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, here's a study on, you like this one, Frank, your favorite thing, aspartame, not that you like it, you don't like it, but aspartame, they say now, depletes neurotransmitters in your brain, makes your brain more vulnerable to chemical damage, and also more vulnerable, guess, to vaccines. Yep, the results of this study, it was an independent study on the relationship between aspartame, you know, artificial sweetener consumption, and your neurotransmitters, that according to the study, quote, brain neurotransmitter levels were reduced significantly compared to a control group. Furthermore, levels of brain antioxidants that protect your brain tissue from oxidative stress were also depleted, exposing you to damage. It was a sharp depletion in the antioxidants. So this was published in the African Journal of Traditional Complementary and Alternative Medicine. So you can check that out. It was titled Impact of Aspartame on Neurotransmitters. So you can check that out. So watch the artificial sweetener there. Moving along in the quack report, gene editing is in the quacker today of farm animals. We've touched on this before. But people are asking, are these gene-edited animals going to wind up in the food chain? The beef barn is a research facility at University of California, Davis. It's an agricultural research center. And cows over there, they implanted them, they artificially inseminated them with embryos that were genetically edited, get this, to look like males. So regardless of their biological gender, they want all male cows. And you know why? Farmers want to maximize their profits, and male cattle weigh more.
compared to females. So the males gain more weight, and of course they get more money. So it all comes down to the money thing. So scientists in these labs across the world are really creating things like virus-resistant pigs, heart or heat-tolerated cattle, and fatter, more muscular lambs. So the question is, you know, with the lack of, you know, statutory regulations and safety concerns, people are saying, are these animals that are genetically modified going to wind up, you know, in the meat section of your grocery store? Well, just down the road from the beef barn are, they have five bulls and a heifer. This is the second generation of the cattle that have been gene edited. They don't grow any horns. So now they don't have to cut the horns off and go to all that trouble, because when they're packed in real tight, they get a little anxious and they start rubbing against each other and somebody could get, you know, gored. So they just, you know, usually they had to cut off the horns, but now they don't want to even do that. So they just gene edited the horn right out of that DNA barcode on that cow. And, you know, after a few generations, I guess, you know, you don't have to worry about horns at all, right? All right, last up in the Quack Report, the CDC apparently got caught. This was a Western Price Foundation report published December 17th, 2018. CDC lied about vaccines, that autism is related to vaccines. A medical doctor by the name of Mark Green, who, by the way, just became the senator of Tennessee of the U.S. House of Representatives, he said in a town hall meeting that he intends to expose the CDC for fraudulently managing data on autism with relation to vaccines. So the autism rate in America has gone up by 30,000% since 1980. So now 1 in 36 children between the ages of 3 to 17 are exposed to the risk of autism. The CDC fraudulently managed that data. And, of course, Dr. Green says, according to one CDC researcher, Dr. William Thompson, he and his team found a very strong association between vaccines and autism, but his boss told them to change the parameters of the study to get rid of that association so they wouldn't have to report it to the public. Ah, there you go. Well, corruption, fraud, somebody got paid. Money answereth all things. Lord is wise. Let's just go with Lord's wisdom on that. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Okay, well, on the Quacker, we touched on the gene editing of these animals that may wind up in the food chain. But gene editing isn't just restricted to the farmyard, as you know. We're going to talk about some bold projections in medicine. And, Frank, help me watch the clock. Run the music. If I got long, you know, just go ahead. Just start the music. I sometimes get so excited, I forget what time it is. So right now, we're going to be witnessing really history with the massive direction, this shift direction in scientific medicine. So we got these bold moves in healthcare, and it's going to invest heavily in what is called molecule treatments involving technological therapies. And what does that mean? Well, it's a venue where they customize treatments based on patient genetic codes. So these advancements, well, they want to erase a lot of disorders. So we're going to talk about that, but we got to take a little break. We'll be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about the bold projected changes in medicine, this biotechnology area, these therapies that are coming out. So this venue is really customizing, like I said, treatments based on a patient's genetic code, and the advancements are really going to attempt to erase a lot of disease disorders with tailoring the drugs. So according to innovation.org, a new era in medicine is upon us globally. We are basically talking about treatments that only existed in science fiction 10 years ago. So we are about to see new departments in hospitals and doctors' offices called molecule medicine. You may see them already. So the pace at which biomedical and biopharmaceutical companies have shot up in the United States is kind of astonishing. So the FDA is loving this advancement, and they're touting that they will be highly successful in treating diseases as a cost-saving benefit, which is going to be heralded as a big success. So we're going to take a look at what's developing in this sector, and we're going to try to get the big picture on the future of healthcare in this area. Well, let's look at the new drugs, because we are all too familiar with the standard prescription medications, which, you know, they use for metabolic purposes to manage your disease, like blood pressure and diabetes and so forth. So now medicine is rolling out the next generation of drug therapy that we're told will revolutionize the drug world. So according to innovation.org, there are more than 700 new drugs in development for even the most challenging diseases. So there are 140 FDA-approved personalized medicines, but only account for a mere 25% of the drugs that have already been approved to be made. So these are drugs. So these drugs are already being marketed to investors, and they're being told that these have unlimited promise, you know, for eradicating disease and transforming lives. But wait, isn't this huge complex industry of disease management, you know, called healthcare, supposed to be supported by disease? Why, yes, it is. Therefore, do you think that wiping out disease is a real projected goal, or is it an illusion of wellness? Well, the way modern medicine operates is to buy the patient time, lessen the severity of the symptoms, and these new drugs will pretty much do the same or create an all-new health problem with gene alterations, and we're going to get into that in a minute. However, the business world of healthcare is promoting boldly that these new approaches to diseases such as cancer, dementia, arthritis, and various neurological disorders will be actual cures.
though. You know, when was the last time you knew that medicine wanted to cure anything, that put them out of business? So we must keep in mind that the same marketing was used also when the antibiotics debuted, you know, and for a time the drugs appeared to work. But now we have super bacterias, which has become a reality, and we can't seem to escape them. Well, let's look at, because looks like, you know, sometimes they look like they're grasping at straws in scientific research. But this new technology in medicine will be promoted as the answer for the desperate situation, you know, for expensive healthcare situation we're in. So it's going to really brainwash a lot of people that this is going to be the holy grail healthcare has been searching for. So I want you to be prepared to read headlines, to see broadcast that genetic treatments is the Hail Mary pass physicians have been praying for to help their patients. So it will be pushed as the only way to reduce the burden cost of healthcare. So every marketing trick in the book is going to be pulled out of the hat to get the stamp of approval for this innovative approach to wellness, and you're going to be bribed with promises of robust negotiation to lower your treatment costs, fast reimbursements, competitive care with treatment advancements, also various discounts and rebates, and also lower drug costs. So get ready for all that coming your way. Now, you know what? I once heard, see if you agree with this. I once heard from a finance expert who said that his wife went shopping, and after she purchased many things, told him she had saved so much money. And he said spending money to save money is a marketing gimmick. And I want you to also notice that the new drugs will be also lifelong drugs, just like the old ones. Therefore, if you're spending all this money on healthcare and taking drugs for the rest of your life, how is that a cure? Just managing your disease. All right, here is a quote from Dr. Bernie Zaheer. He's president of Astellas Biomedical Pharmaceuticals. It's a Japanese-based company. He says this, "I am very optimistic about the future because the promise of personalized medicine has begun. Now, these therapies can test tumors or blood to determine a particular mutation to increase the likelihood the patient will respond to treatment." Aha. Let me give you an example, okay? You've probably seen the TV commercials for the new biomedical drug for the non-small cell lung cancer. I think it's called Opdivo. It supposedly helps the patient's immune system fight the mutated cancer, right? You've seen that commercial. I know you have. However, the drug does not cure the patient of cancer, and the side effects of the drug are fatigue, rash and itching, cough, upper respiratory infections, swelling in the extremities, shortness of breath, muscle pain, no appetite, nausea, vomiting, weakness, fever, chest abdominal and joint pain, irregular heartbeat, eye inflammation, dizziness, numbness and tingling, skin conditions, and serious immune system dysfunction. So the biomedical field is really creating. Yes, Frank. Frank, he says, wow, that sounds like my weekend. Now, Frank, you know, life's looking up, honey. Now, so the biomedical field is creating drugs that have the potential of being customized to the patient, and 42% of the new drugs are designed like this. So when was the last time, let me ask you, Frank, when was the last time you knew of anything that was customized to be less expensive? Because that's what patients are going to be told. This is going to really help you with your medical costs. Well, this Opdivo drug is prescribed for the lung cancer problem or melanoma, and it's costing $12,500 per month or $150,000 per year. But most patients that take it are only alive for 6 months while they're on the drug. Aha. Well, let's look at some of these. Well, we have a lot of biomedical engineers in the medical research right now. So there was a study done at Penn State at their Materials Research Institute. It was reported January 7, 2017. And they reported this research on finding ways to use the human immune system to become what is essentially a courier for prescription meds. So the research was published in the journal Small. And in the age of smartphones and smart meters, they are calling this smart drug delivery system. So the biotechnology uses the immune system's navigation to find the pathogen or the mutated cells like cancer, and then has it release a drug instead of antibodies. Now, of course, patients think the medicine is helping their immune system fight off the disease when, in fact, it's turning that function off. So how is biotechnology able to hijack your immune system? Well, they say they're using conjugated biodegradable polymer nanoparticles that are encapsulated with drugs. The drug nanoparticle is coated with a certain protein or a peptide as a camouflage, and also to attract it or it be able to dock to the cancer cell or whatever disease it's supposedly coated for. Here is a quote from Dr. Dong Juna. He is a biomaterial scientist at Penn State. He's a biomedical engineer. He says, "I have 10 years of working in immunology and cancer. I know how to modify the particles with surface chemistry to decorate them with peptides and antibodies. My materials are fluorescent and drug delivery is trackable. This process is called Theranostics, which combines drug therapy with diagnostics. It is easy to use the immune system in this way because a condition like cancer causes inflammation, and the immune system is attracted to inflammation and navigates right to the area." Wow. So Dr. Juna stated that the technology works, but get this, it's not designed as a cure-all. Here's what he said. "This study actually shows the technology works, but it's not about curing melanoma." So what is it about, Doc? It's just a delivery system for a drug. It's not about curing the patient. Yeah, turning your immune system into a carrier pigeon, that's what we have. So what biotechnology is really doing is they're reading DNA strands of particles, sort of like a scanner reads a barcode. Then they match that up with a drug that will bind to those molecules. So in some instances, the immune system has simply become your carrier pigeon. And the research done at the University of Texas in Austin stated that they currently have an error margin of 10%, which according to them makes their interpretation of the data very tricky. So sending the immune system out with the wrong nano drug could spell disaster and attack the wrong organ, the wrong bacteria, or simply feed the disease instead of killing it. Uh-oh, we got to take a break. I got more on the other side. Be right back.
Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme, tincture, and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Back here on our talk. Thanks, Frank. Franca has some great holiday tunes for us in Hillsong, an Australian group. I think it's better than just playing the typical holiday music. So, you know, let's give the praise where it belongs and go with the Lord there. All right, we're talking about a lot of things, but right now we're talking about your immune system being a carrier pigeon for medicine. So what they're doing is they got these DNA strands, they match them up to the particles that the drugs would bind to, and that there's a 10%, right now they're saying there's a 10% error margin. So this biotechnology barcode edit technique is got a label. They call it free-filled truncated right-end edit. And if you want to read more about that research, it was published in the Journal of Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, June 2018. Here is a quote from one of the lead researchers, John Hawkins, University of Texas. He says, the barcode's a part of a great deal of cutting-edge research in medicine and drug development. We are improving the accuracy and efficiency. Ah, okay. Now, researchers are actually tracking, listing, editing, patenting millions of molecule proteins that affect humans on a cellular level. So this is really ground zero attack, supposedly, on disease. So if the therapy goes wrong, it's going to go very wrong, in which doctors may not be able to reverse it. And if they attempt to stop the therapy, they most likely would destroy the immune system in the process. Well, you know what? I got my herb technology. That's what I depend on. God's chemistry there. So what I like to do is I like to support the immune system God gave us. You know, I don't like to undermine it. I don't like to, you know, try to reinvent God's copyright there. So I like to support the immune system with medicinal herbs. And there are many ways to do that. So there are many combination of herbs that you can use to combat serious infections and even really serious diseases, and the benefits would be reasonable cost, no side effects, supports your body functions, strengthens your metabolism, and the margin of error is zero, zero, zero. Okay, here, let me give you an example. If I wanted to target cancer, I would use echinacea root, dandelion root, astragalus root, and depending on the cancer, I may even add liver support herbs like milk thistle, and maybe even a metabolism support of American ginseng and cayenne for circulation. Well, there's no need for edits or barcodes or patents, just solid, perfect chemistry that God created.
In his medicinal herbs, he said, are here for the healing of the nations and the service of man, and God can't lie. So if you'd like more information or to order your metabolic strengthening herb whole food formulas, give Apothecary Herbs a call. Their number is toll-free in the United States and Canada, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And, of course, you can visit their web store, thepowerherbs.com, put T-H-E in front of power, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs because they're the home of the game changer formulas. You know, they're the professional strength product maker. And you want to take advantage of their holiday wellness sale. It runs through the end of December. So you got until December 31st and you'll save 35% on your orders while supplies last. Now, if you have like coupons off their website or if you have reward points, when they have a store-wide sale like that, you can only use one discount at a time. So those aren't going to work. So you can get the 35% off, and that's a deal in itself. And it's a much better deal than the points or the coupons anyway. So take advantage of that through December. You can call and ask to get the discount. You can go through the website, or you can mail in your order if you have a product mail order form. It's inside their catalog if you got a catalog from them. And get it postmarked by the 31st to get the discount. Also, we were touching on cancer just a minute ago, and actually the National Cancer Institute has research that if you eat onions and garlic, it will lower your risk of many cancers like prostate cancers, colon, rectal, stomach cancers, esophageal type cancers. And they're really not sure what the compounds are in garlic and onion, but they have a lot of antioxidant compounds in there, and I think that's probably the action that's protecting your cells from being mutated and becoming cancerous. So there's lots of things you can do. You don't have to be, you know, edited, gene edited. I mean, you know, a lot of people say, well, what would you do if you had a diagnosis of cancer? I said, I would use herbs and I'd pray, you know, because there's a lot of power in prayer. So, faith, believe, and, you know, faith without works is dead. So I'd be doing that. That's right. All right. We're going to be talking about dealing with tension, shifting gears a little bit. A lot of people around the holidays get tense. They get upset. They get stressed out. They get a lot of anxiety. Get anxiety, you know, causes tension. And, you know, so either way you go, a lot of hormones are involved. And your concentration can suffer, of course, your energy level. Tension actually strips us of those things, and you can get an overload, really, and become sick. You can get ill, really ill. I mean, it stresses your immune system out and makes you more vulnerable to catch cold and flu bugs. So according to Kansas State University, we react to stress triggers between 50 to 200 times per day. And with technology out there, if you got smartphones and stuff like that, and you know, things are going off all the time and you're having to react to them, that adds to your stress load. You may not realize it. So there are lots of things that on a biological level we can do to reduce our stress and our tension levels. And we're going to look at them. Here are some very low level tension triggers to be aware of. The research done at Kansas State University listed some of the low level tension triggers that we tend to encounter on a daily basis, like, you know, having to wait in long lines. Oh, have you been to the post office lately? I mean, bring a lunch, right? Okay, so you got long lines. People get stressed out about that. Waiting in traffic, being cut off in traffic, or, hey, you call and you got something really important you gotta straighten out and you're put on hold on the phone, or you're disconnected while you're on the phone. I just want to talk to a live person, not a phone tree, right? These are low level tension triggers, that people encounter on a daily basis. Or hey, you can't find your car keys and you're late. You spilled coffee all over your work clothes. You go to the store for something you have to have and they're out of stock. Or you can't find a parking space and you're running late for an appointment. Mm-hmm. So these are stressors, For sure. But most of us realize that these are not, you know, these aren't the hills you want to die on. So you kind of just try to deal with them as best you can, cope with them as best you can. But still, it can make your muscles tense. And all of a sudden, if you get those muscles on your neck and on your shoulders tense, you can affect the blood flow to your brain. Then you could get a headache. So it on a metabolic level, tension does give us a whammy, if you will. And tension can build up. And so we have to make sure we have good coping mechanisms. I personally, you know, not the hill I want to die on, but if it's accumulating, I might hit the valerian root. It takes tension out of the nervous system. And then if I have tight muscles, then I use the relaxation formula, which is the lobelia herb. So you use both. They work on two different systems. All right, so what are tension tighteners? Well, sometimes stress and tension are self-generating. So we overload ourselves with work or other obligations. Now, around the holidays, we got too many parties to go to, or we're hosting too many things, or we're having to get on planes to fly here and there. And sometimes it's our personalities could clash with other people, causing a lot of tension. So if you tend to have an attitude of my way or the highway, then you're going to have some friction out there with other people. And people may, you know, talk negatively about you, and that can cause more stress. Other factors that cause us to become really tense and stressed out, if our schedules are really hectic with work and school and finances, and then we have things that unexpectedly come up, like your car broke down, your fuel pump went out, and you're stranded in the middle of really bad traffic. Or you have relationship problems or family demands that are just, you know, making you just want to, you know, leave town and not let anybody know. Now, too much tension can increase your risk of heart disease, digestive problems, insomnia, weight gain, immune system problems. We talked about that already. Inflammation of the skin. And also depression. It can add to depression. So how do you know that you may be in trouble carrying around a lot of too much, you know, built up tension or stress? Well, if you get moody or irritable and your temper flares, if you can't find the ability to relax or power down, you know, if you're feeling overwhelmed or lonely, and if you're just generally unhappy, and if you're having trouble concentrating or having memory issues, that's usually a key. If you start to exhibit poor judgment, or if you start to be more pessimistic, and you constantly worry, or you're very anxious, then hey, time to step back and get a deep stress check, and you know, look for alternative ways, not just prescription drugs. And I got options for you on the other side of this break. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
There can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of mega doses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Of holiday tunes this year, we're giving the Lord all the praise because it's obviously his birthday, so he gets all the credit every day, all the time. All right, we're talking about tension, how to reduce our tension, especially holiday season. Some people are what we call cardiac reactors, you know. They react to stress with cardiac symptoms, you know, high blood pressure, maybe even chest pains. So experiencing these 100 times per day, this tension 100 times per day is a lot of pressure on the heart. So other people may show digestive symptoms and their body will dump more acid into the stomach and they then develop ulcers. Others may experience a suppressed immune system and they get sick a lot. So we all have a unique way of responding to tension and stress and it affects our health. I mentioned the headache element. Often tension and stress can cause us to have headaches. They manifest with usually a vascular migraine situation that could occur on the weekends after a very stressful week at work or school. So it could be a delayed response. So now also you can get muscle tension and anxiety. We call it anxiety muscle tension, and this can produce a lot of severe pain. And doctors usually prescribe a lot of pain drugs for this. And people with anxiety muscle tension experience muscle spasms and a lot of twitching. It feels like they're cramping up and a lot of discomfort and pain. In extreme cases, people have to stay in bed with all that pain. And patients with this problem often state that their pain remains even when they're trying to relax and go to sleep. So after they do get to sleep, the pain resumes when they wake up. And this condition can attack muscles and even the muscles of your face, your mouth, the head and stomach and groin area. And this can cause tightness, soreness, painful muscles, and that can really drain a person's energy. So this type of tension is a constant, consistent attack in these certain areas, or they could move to new areas. But whatever it is, the pain is fairly consistent, even if it is moving about the body. And these attacks usually follow an event that caused the patient to have a lot of anxiety or a nervous episode where they were fearful or they had high elevated stress loads. And this created an imbalance in their hormones. And also there was a mood shift, and also headaches can be a complication of what we call anxiety muscle tension. So, and oftentimes, you know, people are sensitive also to the way their body's positioned. So we have to take into that account, certain physical behaviors, when you're tense, you know, you clench your teeth, and then you could get TMJ where you get this tight, you know, joint in your jaw. Some people will clench their fist. Some people will drag their feet or rub their hands over and over again. Basically a comfort mechanism when you see that, when you rub your hands together. We may not even be conscious that we're doing this. And then these diminish when the tension and stress lifts. So this helps us, you know, when we rub our hands together, what it does, it helps us dissolve the surface tension and releases that built up energy in the body. So rubbing your hands together. Some people have rubber bands around their wrist and they kind of pop them or they flex them. They've learned certain techniques to help them with their tension. Some people do deep breathing or some type of other relaxing exercise. Some people use, yoga or something like that. I find stretching is a very good way to clear the mind of stress triggers. Think of something else. Just don't be thinking about what's stressing you out. And please do not rely on alcohol to help you with stress, because it doesn't help you with stress. It makes stress worse. It is a stimulant for the nervous system, and it will tighten you up like a stretched out rubber band ready to pop. So we also have to find ways to derail the tension and the anxiety that stresses us out. You want to focus maybe on a person, what they're saying to you. Stop worrying about other things, trying to, you know, compartmentalize. Exercise every day is a great tension and stress buster. If you haven't done it on a regular basis, you know, half hour to an hour, great way to defuse a lot of tension and stress. So find something that you enjoy doing. Some people say, I don't like exercise. It's boring. It's a chore. I'm not doing it. Well, find something you enjoy. Maybe you enjoy, I don't know, jazz, or you enjoy ballroom dancing, you know, something like that. And you can get, there are a lot of DVD exercise routines right there that you can pick up and buy. And then it's having fun. You're dancing. You like to dance, and it's not really exercise, but it does diffuse a lot of tension. So find something that you like and you can stick with it, and it doesn't feel like a chore. And, you know, have this proactive approach, because the whole body's connected, mind, body, soul. Everything's connected. So a lot of people find that if they take a quiet moment and read a few passages of scripture, it calms them. So whatever works for you is a good way. Now, you want to make sure you get omega-rich fatty foods, because it helps balance those hormones that affect your mood. That's right. So, you know, fatty fish like salmon, mackerel, get some olive oil or coconut oils going. Definitely make sure you get more fruits and vegetables in the diet. It helps calm you. Fruits and vegetables have a calming effect metabolically. And a lot of people don't realize how influential food is on mood. And the other thing is, learn to laugh. Learn a joke every day. Laughter is good for the bones. You know, it's good for your system. Well, let's get down to some of the herbs that I have relied on from time to time for tension, anxiety, stress. I wouldn't even consider prescription drugs, because they're so addictive, and a lot of times they can cause really bad side effects. So always investigate all your treatments before you use them. I like to use a few of my favorites. I already mentioned valerian root. It has the ability to take tension off the nervous system without sedating you. I mean, so you could still drive your car and that kind of thing, and you're still awake, you're not sleepy. And a lot of people just don't realize that there are alternatives like that that can help them with anxiety and tension. So that's for the nervous system. I like valerian root for that. And then we, at Apothecary Herbs, they have it in a liquid. So you can put it in juice or water so you don't have to taste it if you don't like it. You can just hide it in something. The other thing for muscular tension when you get really uptight and tense, if you're cramping, I like the lobelia herb, which is their relax formula. And you can even take some of that if you want to relax enough to gently go off to sleep. Some people don't like to take sleep aids. And this is a nice way to relax the body. Again, this is not a sedation. It's just taking tension away so that you can, you know, the body can do what is natural. And then they do have this one formula that I like too. It's kind of a combination of things. It's got your valerian root in it. And it also has your lobelia. So it's got the muscle and the nervous system tension relief. But it also has herbs that provide a lot of natural B vitamins to help the nervous system out, because your nervous system totally is dependent on B vitamins, and without that, well, you're going to feel frazzled. If you're not getting organic Bs, I'm not talking about synthetic ones, I'm talking about organic ones that are, you know, chemically balanced. A lot of nutrients can't work or be absorbed properly and utilized by the body well unless there's other nutrients with it, and it's a chemistry that the creator worked out. If you look at their emotional stress formula, it takes away people who get hysterics and crying. You just give them a little of that. Boy, sets them right as rain, you know. So you don't have to rely on drugs. God said, I have medicinal herbs. I created you. I created these herbs. I know what I'm doing, right? I know what the human body needs because I made the human body. And so if you're looking for a natural way to deal with stress, tension, especially during the holidays, try not to overdo the adult beverages. Try to get enough sleep. Try to get that exercise in. Try to get used to saying no if you're overcommitted. You know, it's just not going to help you at all. I mean, you know, Frank, I used to have a hard time saying no. I was just one of these people that just wanted to please everybody, right? But then I got older and I just said no. And then people were kind of shocked. You know, they got a shock. She said no. And then they want to know why. Well, why not? And I just say, well, no is a complete sentence. I don't need a reason. Don't have to give one. If I don't feel like it, I don't. You know, sometimes I say, well, I'm overcommitted. This just isn't a right fit for me at this time. I can't do it. I appreciate you thinking of me, but the answer is definitely a no. So you got to take care of your own sanity. Otherwise, you're not going to be good to anybody. So if you're overcommitted, if you're like that, if you just want to help everybody out, it's great. It's a great thing. That's a great characteristic you have. But there are limits, and you need to set them. Yes, you do. So, just get used to saying no. Right, Frank? Oh, I can see by the clock. I'm just about out of time. And you know what? We're going to be coming up to the holidays next week, so I will be missing you next week because it's Christmas. So I hope you have a blessed holiday. Be safe out there. Be healthy and well. And don't forget, your medicinal herbs are here for you. And I want you all to have a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. Now, I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, wish you all to be well.